several years ago, I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman this morning, and we'll call him Larry. And Larry was part of a moving group of individuals who had transitioned around the community of Lincoln, Nebraska. They didn't have a home, they didn't have a stable job, they didn't have a steady source of income, or many of the things that you and I enjoy today, and so oftentimes, truth be told, take for granted. Larry, for all rights, was on the street most of his week, most of his mornings, most of his afternoons, and most of his nights. Being part of a local ministry group connected to the University of Nebraska, we took some time to build relationships and get to know many of the folks who were on the street, such as Larry. And one particular night, we had prepared some warm meals, and we went out in teams, and we took some time to hear the stories and to engage with the hope we have in Christ and to pray and ask questions like this: how else can we serve you? What else can we do for you? And the big question is, where are you at with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And over the course of this conversation on this one particular night, Larry continued to unpack his life story for us. And maybe you've had one of these moments where you kind of pull on that thread a little bit, and then all of a sudden, out flows the story. You ever had that experience? Where you ask someone, how's it going? And they actually give you the honest answer, and then as you've kind of pulled on that thread, they really let you know how their day's been going. That was with Larry. We started to pull on that thread and on that string of, Larry, how are you doing? How's it going? How's life? And over the course of the next several minutes and moments, and it should be told, as it started to spill into the hours, we heard Larry communicate this with us: I'm lost. I don't have a steady job. I work once in a while. And here's what I'm trying to do with the money I gather. And I try to keep it, but it just goes to the wrong things. I'm trying to get enough money so I can drive down the road and go and see my daughter in Omaha, Nebraska. It would be great to see her. We don't talk to her that much. We don't stay in touch that often as much as I need to, especially as her father. But I'm doing everything I can to get down the road and see my daughter. But try as I might, collect as much money as I can, here I am. I feel lost. This morning in our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, we meet another individual who's lost. Lost to all the wrong decisions, lost to all the wrong choices, lost to all the wrong behaviors and attitude, lost to all the wrong people. And his name is Zacchaeus. And maybe you know the song, right? Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man. You're going to have that in your head the rest of the day. You're welcome. You're welcome. When you're trying to go to bed at night and you hear that. But all kidding aside, Zacchaeus has a tough life story, doesn't he? In the Gospel of St. Luke, we hear this about him. In chapter 19, verse 2, we hear this, that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, and he was what? He was rich. See, in order to get to this kind of place in life, especially as a chief tax collector, you got to do some of the wrong stuff. You got to make some of the wrong choices. You got to rub elbows with maybe the wrong people. And if you pull back on that thread of Zacchaeus' life, you start to see this unravel with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had begun to trade his identity and his life for all the wrong stuff. Tax collectors are of that sort, if you know anything about tax collectors of Jesus' day. But to get that title of chief tax collector, which we don't see that often in Scripture, especially in the Gospels, you got to really, really want to rub elbows with all the wrong people, and you got to really, really want to do all the wrong stuff, and you got to really, really want to have your heart in all the wrong places. And while it feels like it's making you get ahead in life and putting you exactly where you want to be, the opposite is actually happening. And what you're doing is you're really backpedaling away from the heart of God and the Word of God for you. Zacchaeus is in a really tough spot. And truth be told, Zacchaeus, in some ways, he doesn't know it, but he probably feels it. Especially when he's at his booth and he sees people walk by him every day. People who are his own blood kin, his own family, and they don't want to look at him. Why? Because he's rubbed elbows with the Roman powerhouse that's taken over the community. So it kind of puts him at odds with his own countrymen. But I also have to wonder, too, if when the Romans walk past and they look at him like, oh, there's that guy that turned his back on his own people just to line his own pocket, to get fat off of his own people. Yeah, that's a Zacchaeus guy. I wonder about that. I wonder of all the ways in which Zacchaeus had begun to feel lost. And my question for you this morning is this: do you know someone who's in that kind of place? Not chief tax collector. I'm not talking about the person you know that works at HR Block or whoever it is that does your tax work. Let's not count those people out. Come on, maybe some of you do that. That's not what we're saying. But I'm asking if you know someone who's begun to trade in their life little bit by little bit to all the wrong stuff. See, sometimes I think we take this stance with it. And we begin to look at things like this, like Zacchaeus, in a polarized fashion, where it's either all or nothing. You're either Zacchaeus or you're on the right track. You're doing all the right stuff, but you're doing all the wrong stuff. But I wonder if it's more like this. It starts with the wrong decisions. It starts with the wrong choices. It starts with entertaining all the wrong things, looking at all the wrong things. I wonder if it starts if trying to please all the wrong people, and in the process, you forfeit your soul. Do you know someone like that? Do you know a Zacchaeus? Do you know someone who's begun to trade in little bit by little bit, moment after moment, day after day, part of their very life to all the wrong stuff? Here's a really tough question. When you look in the mirror, do you see Zacchaeus? You take a step back once in a while and you wonder, how did it get to this point? Maybe it didn't feel like a dive off of a cliff. But maybe it started with some of those day-to-day moments, thoughts, conversations, decisions, and behaviors. And before you know it, you're all the way over here and you look back and you feel like Zacchaeus. You feel lost to all the wrong choices and all the wrong people. When I think back to Larry, I think about this. Larry needed a fresh start. The more we had the conversation about the things he had been involved with, the choices he had made, the decisions, the patterns, the behaviors, the people, and so forth, it seemed like this was what was going on in his life. He was on this cycle that just wouldn't end. It just wouldn't break. What Larry needed was somebody to come into his life and to break the cycle. And that's where it was with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is on this pattern of rinse, wash, repeat. And unless something different happens, he's stuck on this track. Do you know someone who's in that kind of situation? Maybe you work with someone who's in that kind of situation. They come to work after the weekend, and they're talking about all the wrong stuff that happened. And you know, it's like, man, if you just broke the cycle. Or maybe you have a friend at school where you see him making all the wrong choices with all the wrong people and all the wrong friends, putting all the wrong stuff on social media, and you're like, man, if you just break the cycle. Maybe that person is a member of your family, and it is hard, and it is heartbreaking to watch them go down that path time and time again. And there is every party that wants to come over, give them a big hug, and say, break the cycle. Are you caught in a cycle? Have you been caught in a cycle and now you're here this morning and you're hoping for a fresh start? If that's you, you've come to the right place. Let me introduce you to Christ. This is what Jesus does for Zacchaeus. And we know the story. Zacchaeus is a wee little man and a wee little man was... He climbs up this sycamore fig tree, and in that day and age, you just don't do that, right? Because that's shameful, especially if you're a guy with the right title and the right, not car, but the right stuff. You don't climb a tree. It makes you look awkward, and I know we kind of forget that because when we want to see something, we do everything we can to get an eye shot, right? Zacchaeus climbs this tree, and he has got to see Jesus. He's maybe heard a little bit here and there. We're not quite sure what he's heard, but he wants to see Jesus. And you know something? Jesus honors that. Jesus could have taken any number of routes, but he took the route that would put him on a crash course with Zacchaeus. I don't know if you caught what St. Luke shares with us at the start of this gospel. What city is this happening in? Do you remember? Jericho. If you go back to the Old Testament, what do we know about Jericho and their walls? The walls of Jericho come down, don't they? For Zacchaeus, the walls are going to come down. And in this city, there are other walls that are going to come down. The walls that have been over Zacchaeus' heart for far too long. And Jesus knows this. Unless Jesus does for Zacchaeus what Zacchaeus could never do for himself, Zacchaeus is stuck. And that's with you and me as well. Unless Jesus Christ has his way in your life and my life, we are stuck. We'll keep doing same old, and we'll come back and we'll say, man, how did I do that again? Why did I watch that? Why did I do that? Why did I partake in that? Why did I drink that? Why? But here is what Jesus is seeking to do in your life and my life today. Break the cycle. This is what Luke shares with us. Because God wants you to know what Jesus Christ can do with a cycle that just doesn't seem to break. Verse 5 and follows. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. You know, if we look at that phrase a little bit more, it actually says, it is necessary for me to abide with you. Isn't that interesting? I know sometimes we kind of lose some of this as we kind of look at the English translations. But what it really says there is, Zacchaeus, it is necessary for me to abide with you. Kind of makes us think of John 15, right? Where Jesus says, I am the vine and you're the what? Branches. And if you're abiding in Jesus, boy, your life is fruitful. But apart from him, you do what? You do nothing. Or maybe as some of us have experienced, you do all the wrong stuff. And you get more stuck. Jesus doesn't want Zacchaeus to be stuck. And he doesn't want you to be stuck either. He doesn't want me to be stuck either. So he engages us. So Zacchaeus hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And look what happens as a result of Jesus being in this right relationship with Zacchaeus. Look what happens. Verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anybody of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save who? Came to save the lost. You know what Jesus now sees in Zacchaeus' eyes? Jesus now sees in Zacchaeus' eyes a reflection of himself. He sees what the Word of God has done in Zacchaeus' life and his heart. And what Zacchaeus says, you only say that when God is growing to be number one in your life. Zacchaeus is now ready to leave Zacchaeus' land. He's ready to leave the land of greed so he can now operate and live and function in the land of God and grace. Isn't that a good thing? See, this is what Jesus does. Jesus moves Zacchaeus from the kingdom of greed to the kingdom of God. And this is what God does for you and for me. Isn't it interesting how Luke shares with us that Jesus did some powerful work for Zacchaeus at a tree? Jesus did some life-changing work for you and for me as well at a tree. It wasn't a fig sycamore tree. It wasn't an oak. It wasn't a red oak, white oak, burr oak. But he did it on a cross. And 3 days later, Jesus walked out of that tomb for you and for me. And his word to you and to me today is this: break the cycle. Resist no longer. Friends, wherever this finds you today, wherever it finds those you know who might be in a similar place to Larry or to Zacchaeus, may God draw you and me out of those places. May God recover you. May God recover those in your life and in my life. And may God do a wonderful thing in your life today, especially as we come to celebrate his gift of life and forgiveness for you and for me. Let's pray.